Welcome back to Morning Talk. This is Dylan Nielsen on KSVC 980 AM and 100.5 FM. And it's time now for our Valley Viewpoint interview for today. Today we are joined on the phone by Daniel Schaefer, the commander of the American Legion. And we appreciate you being on with us, Commander.
It's good to be here, Dylan. Good to be here.
Glad to have you. And so today, as we approach Memorial Day, we're going to kind of talk about the Be the One campaign. Is that right?
Yes. And
and what it kind of means for us.
Yeah, absolutely. With the upcoming, remembrance of Memorial Day, but this is a good time to also reflect upon the casualties that do happen maybe after war, and that is with veteran suicide. That's why we're saying it's even more than just a campaign and a catchy phrase or kind of a slogan. What we're saying, Be the One, is really a mission of ours. And what we want to do is we want to be the one to save one veteran at a time. I'm sure our listeners know about some of the statistics or at least heard some numbers dealing with 17, 18, maybe even 22 veterans a day take their life. There's some statistics out there that we have in front of us that 135,000, just think of that, 135,000 veterans have committed or have taken their lives since 9/11. And that is more deaths than the combined wars from Korea to the present. That's staggering. We would say that's a crisis. And that's why we have embarked upon this mission of ours to be the one. We feel that with our 12,000 posts out there, since we are the largest wartime veterans organization in the world, with our contacts, with our communication, and with our whole family, which is nearly 3 million from our auxiliary and our sons, our riders, and our legionnaires, of course, that we can truly make a difference that saves lives and changes lives.
So tell us a little bit about Be the One. How can someone sign up? What exactly are you doing with Be the One, and how are you trying to prevent veteran suicide?
Absolutely. So what we have done is we have our website, betheone.org, which specifically hones in on this suicide prevention. But what we're doing is we're really changing. We just don't want to be a leader in the number of hours or help that we've teamed up with some powerful universities in our training. But we really want to do is be effectively trained and save lives and change lives. So what we're doing is we're learning the simple things, and we shouldn't say simple, but those points of education. Again, asking, listening, reaching out. A lot of people, and I've had many interviews and even talked with doctors and counselors on this too, because sometimes it's very difficult to get involved and to ask those pointed questions. You know, do you feel like you don't want to live anymore? Some people feel very uncomfortable about that, or they feel like they're intrusive. You know, when you have people, some veterans that are now, they were always at the forefront and engaged in communications and talks, and now all of a sudden you see them pulling away, and now they're becoming isolated, or they're giving their stuff away, or they're indulging in some other kind of behavior that is not typical of them, whether it's drugs or increase of alcohol. You know, these are things that we should be aware of, and it's okay to get involved and ask, you know, are you doing okay? I've noticed some things, you know. But then to listen. That listening shows that you really care. I think a lot of people do, just put that phone down for a little minute, you know? And sometimes we're such in such fast-paced lifestyles, especially as a parent, right? You know, you got to go here, and you got to drop your kid off here, and child has to go to this practice, and ballet, and hockey, and whatever it is, you know? That sometimes right in front of us, we don't see those signs. And to take time and be aware, but then listen. But then the next step is to be able to reach out with our resources. So the big thing is, Dylan, if somebody, what would happen if somebody said, yeah, I do feel like I want to hurt myself, or I don't feel like living anymore. What would you do? You know, those are the points of training that we have. And especially for our listeners, if in a crisis mode, 988 is the number. 988, and then we dial 1 after if we're specifically dealing with a veteran.
Wow. So they make it pretty easy to get some help on these. If someone just needs somebody to talk to, can they just call that number anytime?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's available. 988. So they're trained. They're there for the life-saving measures. Absolutely. Absolutely. And the thing is, Dylan, in crisis mode, that's crisis. You know, there's sometimes where we're, you know, in communication and talking. I was talking to, again, doctors and counselors and things. You know, sometimes maybe it's just in the talking, they change their mind, and or you contact somebody else because you know the situation or you know the person really well. Sometimes it is clergy. Sometimes it is another friend or a family member. That, but at least you are being aware and intervening, right? And that's the importance as you change a life and you save a life.
All right. So if somebody is in a crisis and they call that number, what can somebody expect to get out of that?
Well, in that number really deals where they are professional, right? So they will know the special level of care that is needed. And I don't want to get into too much of the details, but they do have like certain levels where they have to maybe get law enforcement involved or things like that. But most of the time, a counselor will be able to talk just over the phone.
All right. So then if someone does come to you and they're a veteran and they say, you know, I've really been struggling. I really don't know what I'm going to do anymore. How can someone kind of help them? Do they reach out to a clergy member? Do they reach out to the American Legion? And if so, how do they do that?
Yeah. So if it is one of us, then, that's the importance of what we call the buddy check. Sometimes it is one-on-one. Sometimes what we do is we just call our members, and it could be a member, and it could be outside of our membership as well. But that's the importance of that communication and that friendship. And that's exactly what we do. What can we do to help you as well? You know, so again, it's that listening, not just saying, you need to do this, right? Because that can be kind of intrusive a little bit, but listen to them. And sometimes what happens is a suicide is impulsive. I'm not saying that's a magic wand and that's, you know, at all cases and all suicide situations, but at times it can be. But what happens is if people have time, and it's that one-on-one talking, and it's that one-on-one then talk and listen, that can mean a difference between saving a life or then preparing for death, right? So those are things that we definitely go through in our training.
All right. Once again, joined this morning by Daniel C. Hafer, the commander of the American Legion. If someone is interested in learning more about the Be the One campaign or maybe signing up to get some more information, to get some more training, or to join the American Legion, how do they do that?
Yeah, for the American Legion, simply go to legion.org, learn lots more of what's happening within our family. And of course, with the suicide prevention, that's betheone.org, betheone.org.
All right. Once again, we appreciate you joining us, Commander. Is there anything else you want to mention before we let you go today?
I just want to say thank you for having me and thanks for our listeners, and join us if you can and be a part of the family and just be a part of the mission as we together change lives and save lives.
All right. Well, once again, we appreciate you being on, Commander, and we'll talk to you later.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. That's going to do it for our Valley Viewpoint interview for today here on KSVC, Pawtucket, Mid-Utah.